Our guest does not need a big introduction if you're a college or NFL football fan. All-American, Orange Bowl MVP, two national titles at Nebraska, four-time Pro Bowler with the Packers. You can catch his On My Block Packers podcast as part of the Believe Podcast Network. Amon Green joins us. Amon, much appreciate the time. How's life treating you and yours these days?
Life's treating me good, Steve. How you doing?
All right. You know, when I think of your career starting at Nebraska during a time when they were just the dominating program, and, you know, they've sold out every game since 1962, I'm always kind of curious, what was it like? You know, you're there in 95, 96, 97, playing before the folks in red. That fan base, what was it like to, you know, come out of the tunnel among some of the most loyal fans in all of sports?
It was a great feeling. You know, it was something that as a, you know, true freshman, which I played a lot my freshman year, it was a motivator to come out there, hear the crowd cheering after, you know, Coach Osborne and one of his assistant coaches gave us a, you know, kind of motivating speech to get ready for the game. So it was just the icing on the cake when you walk out that state at that tunnel, and then hearing the music that we had playing at that time was just fantastic. So it was a big deal. It helped us a lot in every, especially in all the home games that have momentum.
You know, that 95 team, when people talk about the greatest they've seen unbeaten, only one team got even within 14 points of you. You know, Tommy Frazier, just a great trigger man. You had Grant Winstrom on the defense. You beat Florida for the title, scored 62. I mean, what could you tell us about just the flat-out confidence you guys must have had taking the field every Saturday?
It was just a humble confidence. You know, it was stuff that we had put together from day one of, you know, of training camp, and just stacked, you know, our wins, you know, not actually, you know, the wins that we actually won, but the wins in practice, the wins, you know, as players growing up. You know, I was a freshman playing, so just getting better and better, learning the playbook, learning my teammates, because this is my first year there. So having that knowledge was just, you know, just the confidence built for every position, offense and defensively. So we took every team like we were playing the number one team in the country. That was kind of our one of our things. We didn't underestimate anybody for that season and all the seasons after that when I was there.
You can follow Amon on Twitter. His handle's at AmonGreen30. And then following your last year, 97, you beat Peyton Manning and the Vols in the Orange Bowl. You were the MVP. You know, I'm always curious at your level. Draft day comes around. You know you're going to hear your name. And obviously, it's different now. You could be somewhere and somebody could send you a message on your phone. What was draft day, April of 1998, like for Amon Green?
It was a long day. It was an interesting day because I was told I was going to go late first round, high second round, but I ended up going third round, you know, middle of the third, the 76th pick to the Seahawks. And so I kind of used that as a motivator for my career. Had a little chip on my shoulder with that because it was a lot of commentators out there saying that I wasn't a NFL-ready running back because we ran the ball a lot and we didn't pass the ball. They don't know if I could catch. They didn't know if I could pick up the blitz. So it was my first, you know, steps in the NFL, you know, in my career at Seattle. I was just trying to basically prove myself and let people know that I am an NFL caliber running back.
By the way, good call by those so-called experts. Of course, your right. Your quarterback in 97 was Scott Frost. You know, I'm here at Oregon, who spent seven really successful seasons as an Oregon assistant. You know, now year four with the Huskers. So what's the buzz among you and the Nebraska supporters you hear from? Do you sense folks getting a little impatient, or are they mostly on board he'll get Big Red back among the contenders?
They're mostly on board. They're not, you know, for the fans that know and that understand how culture gets built, you know, like myself and other fans out there and other players, we know it's going to take time. I knew it was going to take potentially all 7 years of his contract to get the program turned around because it's been drastic change since my days there. So I knew that, you know, with Coach Solis leaving the way he did and then Callahan coming in and just changing the program from a pass, trying to go to the pass and from the run. And, you know, Steve Peterson, the old AD that was there that created that issue. And I say dropped the bomb on us recruiting wise and just program wise, it's a lot to rebuild. And he's doing the best he can right now. And I know right now, you know, he made some changes in the coaching staff this past week, so he's looking to actually get, you know, make those changes and start now, knowing that, you know, year five is coming up for himself and the team. But he definitely has a good game plan for that, to make sure everybody in the Husker, you know, fan base, under the organization with the university, they understand what he's doing, that he's trying to, you know, get that program back to where we were.
Let's get to some Packers. We're talking with Amon Green. You mentioned the critics or experts who sold you short. Well, I have an 1,800-yard season, a 1,300-yard season, and a few others. But your time with the Packers, I mentioned Nebraska. I mean, you can't talk about more of a legendary fan base. But playing at Lambeau in front of the Green Bay fans, what kind of experience was that?
Oh, that was a fantastic experience. It was basically, I was living both the best of both worlds, because at the college level, I was in the best fan base there. And then at the pro level, I was in one of the best fan bases there. And I told people that, I was like, hey, I don't have to do too much adjusting here, because I played somewhere, you know, in America that was just like where I'm at now in Green Bay. And I was just like, wow, you know, I was actually amazed to find another fan base that had the obsession, the support, you know, filling up the stadium, traveling well, a fan base as the Huskers did. And the only time, you know, when I'm at a Husker event or a Packer event, I always tell the story about my first year here and finding that out, and just saying to both fan bases that the only difference between Huskers and Packer fans is the colors they wear. That's it. They have the same passion for both teams.
So covering this team, so if I had taken a nap for 2 weeks and just woke up following the Packers, I would say, so did anything interesting happen the last couple weeks? But serious, Amon, when the news hit about Aaron Rodgers, then the word got out about the press conference, doing what you do, how did you drink it all in? Because, man, it was a lot.
Yeah, I drink it all in just one word at a time. That's all you can do. You know, it's something that, you know, in this world today, from the stuff we've been through in 2020 as a country and as a world, what the pandemic has brought on, it's something that you just got to be aware of stuff. And I say for player to player, it's its own. He's, you know, we make our own choices on what we decide to do with terms of the vaccination, getting it or not getting it. But I say in all, what's going on with Aaron and the team, you know, the best thing, I wish he just, you know, if he was just being honest about it, if he did get it or didn't get it, because I think it was, you know, it's protocols for if you don't have, you know, if you're not vaccinated, you could still obviously play. You just got to go by different protocols. So, you know, it's just that process of it. So it's going to be interesting, you know, what happens moving forward from this point on for him and the team.
Never a dull moment. I want to get to this Packer defense. You know, obviously it was a rough opener against the Saints, but now I think they're sixth in points allowed. But this last game against KC, you know, all their firepower, Jordan Love making his first start, whether it was Chris Barnes or Sean Gary, what about the performance by that defense, just unyielding to keep them in that game till the end?
Oh, you're right. It was something that, as a player, seeing how the Packers defense played that day was just like, that gives me a lot of hope for what the playoffs hold for the Packers in general. Because right there showed you that they can hold their own, you know, against the best, even without a lot of offense going on. You know, it's something that is for a team, like I said, moving into the playoff push here in a couple weeks, that right there just showed a lot. And then offensively for Jordan Love, he did his best job of a first-year player, or not a first-year player, but an inexperienced player starting at quarterback and gets a very good team. I say a very experienced team. The Chiefs right now are still struggling, trying to get in their rhythm, but they're experienced. So they use their experience to blitz him a lot, kind of keep him off, not let him get in rhythm. But overall, yeah, I would say defense, I say a B-minus of moving into what they got to do in the rest of the season right now, because it looked good for the Packers defense.
A couple final thoughts for Amon Green, the On My Block podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. Seems like now, especially the war of attrition, the league expanded to 17 games, you better have two quality backs. You knew Aaron Jones was the real deal. A.J. Dillon, limited as a rookie, now playing more of a role. Amon, how you liking the 1-2 punch at running back for the Pack?
I'm liking it. You know, it's something that it kind of changed the flow of the game. It keeps the defense honest. You got a little guy like Aaron Jones that can, you know, exploit the outside, get to the outside very fast and get to the corner. And then you got A.J. Dillon, basically the bruiser that can beat you up physically with everything and, you know, keep the ball moving down the field. So the good thing for the Packers offense, they have that dynamic duo right there, which can keep teams off balance, basically, because they got to be honest. You know, if they want to fill the box up, which Kansas City did a whole lot, they put a lot of players in the box, 7 to 9 guys, sometimes 10. You can't do that with your guy. You got Aaron Jones that could get to the flat real quick by running a flat route or even running a screen play, for that matter. You know, it's things like that. You got to be honest, because if you do that, you know, a quarterback like Aaron, once he gets back in there, can't exploit you.
And the last thing, of course, this game against Seattle, who hung in there, they're still in the playoff race, and Russell Wilson's coming back. And with 5 losses, you know they're going to be pretty desperate, not a lot of wiggle room. So in prepping for this game, who you've spoken to, your observations, what about this Seahawk team sticks out to you, Amon, as far as the major challenges they'll present Green Bay?
I think the biggest thing is just, you know, Russell Wilson, we don't know if he's going to play this weekend. I know I saw a little blurb saying that he may play, you know, because the injury's starting to heal up a little bit, but we don't know. So the Packers obviously got a prayer, and I know Seahawks preparing as if Aaron is playing on this end. So it's going to be interesting to see. The defense struggling right now in Seattle. I'm watching a little bit. I'll be able to see if their gameplay. They do have good players. You know, Wagner's still a major leader in that offense and defense. And so right now it's just making sure that they can have get those mistakes to disappear against a good team. Because if Aaron starts, then they know they got to play football out there on a football field.
In its own way, it's kind of the Amon Green Bowl, Seattle and Green Bay, folks. he's Amon Green.
When you look at that way, definitely.
Yep, that's the first thing I thought of. Folks, he's Amon Green on Twitter. Use @AmonGreen30. Check out the profile. He's got a lot going on, coaching, esports, gaming, podcasts. Amon, I really, really appreciate you taking some time. Wishing you and yours health, safety, and happiness. And thanks, Amelia, for joining us. It really means a lot.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. Thanks for having me, Steve.
All right, take it easy.